right. Hey, everybody, and welcome to our study in the life of Christ. So glad to have you guys with us. Today, we're going to talk about what I think is a pretty familiar passage of Scripture, and it's that one in where Jesus compares the kingdom of God to an itty-bitty tiny mustard seed. You can find this story in three of the four Gospels, all right? But the one we're going to focus on today is in Luke chapter 13, verses 18 to 19. So flip over there. While you're flipping, I'm actually going to read it for you, all right? This is what it says, Luke 13, 18 to 19. Said he, Jesus, said, therefore, what is the kingdom of God like? Well, what can I compare it to? All right, it's like a mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the sky nested in its branches. Now, I know Pastor Mark has done an amazing job already explaining what the Jews meant when they referred to the kingdom of God. It meant the rule and the reign of God in your life physically, emotionally, politically, spiritually. So the kingdom of God is not necessarily talking about the place you go when you die. You enter into the kingdom of God when you make God your king, when he becomes the Lord of your life. And that begins right here, right now, and just continues into the next realm. So God wants to reign and rule in your life right here, right now. And you know what? You want him on that wall. You need him on that wall. You want him to rule and reign in your life right now. I mean, look at what the Apostle Peter writes about in the first chapter of his second letter to the church. He says this in verses 3 and 4 of 2 Peter. Watch this. He says, God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. He says he has granted to us great and precious promises. And those promises are found all throughout this book, and they are for you. And finally, he said he has blessed us with the privilege of sharing in his divine nature. I mean, who doesn't want to get yourself some of that? So the kingdom of God is definitely worth the pursuit. But secondly, I want you to notice in this pastor how Jesus says the kingdom of God actually operates. He says this explosive, anointed Christian life that we just talked about, that God promises, begins with a really small mustard seed of faith. Now, the mustard bush was very familiar to the folks in the Middle East. Jesus was very contemporary here. And the mustard bush, it grew wild. It grew everywhere throughout Galilee. It would take over a field in a hiccup. And you can kind of think of a mustard bush as the Jewish version of kudzu, okay? Except that it wasn't a vine. It was a bush that grew rapidly into a tree that could get as high as 10 feet tall. And it all starts with a seed about an eighth of an inch big. Now, this small beginning thing is a theme that is so common throughout Scripture. I mean, Zechariah 4:10 says, don't despise the small beginnings. And you think about the parables that Jesus told to this crowd. He talks about the yeast in the dough, the sower sowing the seed, the man who finds a small treasure in a field, the woman who finds a precious pearl of great value. I mean, the kingdom of God starts with a small step and only expands. And it doesn't take from you. It doesn't rob you of life and liberty and fun and freedom. It gives and it grows and it gives some more and it blesses. And it doesn't just add, it multiplies. And multiplication is better than addition. I mean, 2 + 2 = 4, but 2 times, it's a bad example. 3 + 3 = 6, but 3 × 3 is more. It's greater, and multiplication is better than addition. But I want to show you another thing I find interesting about this story. If the mustard seed grows wild and all by itself, then why on earth would this man plant one? I mean, why would he purposely sow this seed in his garden if it's going to spread like kudzu? Because Jesus is telling us that the kingdom of God is not meant to be confined to your own backyard. It's created to spread. It's meant to grow. It's meant to bless and benefit everyone that God created. And each of us has to do our part to spread that growth. And Jesus said this small seed would quickly become a tree and the birds of the sky would rest in its branches. Now, I know some theologians have argued that the birds of the sky symbolize evil, and you see some of this in the book of Revelation. But I think what Jesus is actually referring to comes out of an Old Testament passage in Ezekiel. It's Ezekiel 17:23. And here's what it says. It says, I will plant it on Israel's high mountain so that it may bear branches, produce fruit, and become a majestic cedar. And birds of every kind will nest under it, taking shelter in the shade of its branches. In other words, the mustard seed here that Jesus is talking about is actually the nation of Israel that God has blessed so that they could be a blessing to all of the nations. That means you and I are the beneficiaries of that small mustard seed. And now here's the cool thing. Because of what Jesus did in the cross, you and I have been grafted into that vine. We are joint heirs of the kingdom of God through Christ. And guess what? Because of our new standing and our position, we now have the same responsibility to continue to expand His kingdom through our love of God and our love of others. I mean, how cool is that? Let me wrap it up with this. Let me give one more thing to chew on here. And this is kind of neat, especially from the community where I come from. There are two types of mustard seeds that were prevalent throughout the Galilee region. The black mustard seed and the white mustard seed. And the best tasting commercial mustard was created when the black mustard seed and the white mustard seeds were mixed together. When their flavors commingled, when one didn't overpower the other, but blended nicely together. And the result is something really delicious, especially when you spread it all over a kosher hot dog. So go out and spread some mustard today. God bless you.
Okay, I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget, I took the life of Christ in Bible college, and it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it, and I thank you for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together as a church. We're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.